room, kitchen, and a maid's room and bath.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a den on that, still on that left side of the house. And the other side of the house are 4 bedrooms and 3 baths.
Mm-hmm.
And my office, which is attached to our bedroom.
Mm-hmm. Now the, do you have a backyard?
Yes. Uh-huh. It's a nice size backyard with 2 huge mulberry trees in it that make everybody sneeze every year.
Oh, no. Those are terrible.
Yeah. But
what other kinds of trees
beautiful
do you
trees.
Have?
Well, oleanders. Along all one side of the house are oleanders. And we have a few ash trees. The two and 2 or 3 huge cactuses, you know, that almost look like palm trees. They grow so
mm-hmm.
tall and but the 2 big mulberries sort of dominate the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What other kinds of houses have you seen in El Paso style wise?
Well, I think that to be truthful, El Paso doesn't seem to have as much distinctive style to its homes as it should have in
mm-hmm.
in its area. You'd think there would be more really Spanish style, Mexican style things down here. Adobe, for example. But you don't find many adobe houses.
Mm-hmm.
Adobes are wonderful, you know, for insulation properties and sound control and all of that, but stucco seems to be the main construction facade,
mm-hmm.
I guess, is stucco, and maybe you could say that follows a sort of a Spanish or Mexican tradition.
Mm-hmm. Now, the properties in El Paso are divided physically by what? For the most part.
Oh. Well, there would be fences or walls.
Mm-hmm.
Rock walls are very
mm-hmm.
common in El Paso,
mm-hmm.
much more than in other parts of the country where they'll have wooden fences.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a fireplace?
Yes.
And do you
have?
Do you have what do you call the part above a fireplace?
The mantle.
Uh-huh. And the part below it, like the
hearth. Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Smoke goes up the
chimney.
And do you have something that holds the wood?
A grate.
What about the parts that are like attached to the grate that stand up? They have little
and
balls.
Andirons.
Uh-huh. Do you have any other words for those?
No.
Andirons? Okay. The big piece of wood that you put on the fire is called what? Do you have a name for that? The one that burns the
log? The log.
Just the log. And the little pieces, what do you call those?
Kindling.
Okay. The black stuff inside the chimney is?
Soot.
Uh-huh. And what's left over after a fire?
Ashes.
Okay.
A mess.
Do you still burn wood in your fireplace, or?
Until this year, we changed to the gas logs,
mm-hmm.
so we don't have that mess anymore. That was the biggest headache of having a fire.
Yeah, no kidding. Just the thought of having to clean up afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, they have fire regulations now. There are certain
mm-hmm.
days, of pollution days, where they won't let you burn a wood fire.
Oh, uh-huh.
So, and it is awfully nice to be able to just stick a light, a match there and light your fire.
Yeah, really.
And turn it off immediately. That is pretty nice, but it isn't as nice as the wood fire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it doesn't smell the same.
Doesn't smell as nice and doesn't give you the same glow.
Yeah, yeah. Now you put your clothes in a